In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is and never shall be.
Now you might think that I made a mistake when I said Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, and we only heard a voice or two respond, but I didn't, because every single week we pray for those who are absent for good cause. And this is a good cause for which you're absent. You're absent because you're being obedient to Christ. You're being obedient to Christ when you're being obedient to the bishop. St. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what we do as Orthodox Christians. When we are told to do something by the bishop, by the grace of God, we do it. And it's not that the bishop demands our obedience. It's that obedience is given in the same way that God does not demand our obedience, but he allows us our own free will. Even with monks and nuns, the service by which they are tonsured is absolutely beautiful. They crawl on their face towards the bishop or abbess or abbot who is tonsuring them, and they hand them the scissors, place the scissors in the gospel book. The one who's tonsuring them then drops the scissors off the gospel book. They stand up again and put the scissors back on the gospel book. And they drop the scissors. And the third time, they put the scissors on the gospel book. And the whole idea of this is to show that at any time, they can choose to not give the scissors back. And this only comes after years and years of being at the monastery and prayerfully considering whether they are really willing and able to give up their free will in a way that we in the world do not understand. So these decisions that Metropolitan Joseph has to make are heartbreaking. He sent a letter today that I will make sure to send out talking about how heartbreaking they are and how difficult they are. And we think about the decisions that we have to make for our own families. Do we shelter in place constantly? Do we wear a mask and gloves when we go out? How much do we go out? Well, he's making that decision for his thousands of children, because we're all his children. He is our Father and Metropolitan, and he cares for us so deeply and desires nothing more than salvation of our souls. So many of the fathers and mothers of our church have said to not criticize our hierarchs and our clergy.